I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty addicts by beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hello.
And myself, the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. We are very excited to have you here again. Thank you for tuning in. Very exciting episode, if I do say so myself.
Yes, we have a very special guest today. We have Dr. Howard Murad of Murad Skincare with us. So we will be chatting to him a little bit later on. And he has some amazing tips for you guys. So for those skincare lovers out there, he's going to talk looking after your skin, sun care, all the ways you can kind of help give your skin a little bit of TLC.
Yeah, and if you're not especially into skincare, but like into deeper meaningful affirmations, turning your life around and just making it generally better, he's also your fella for that.
He's brilliant. Very inspiring gent.
Kind of need him to be my life coach.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And skincare coach.
He did give us like a little bit of counselling, which was nice. I feel like we had like, we had an interview / therapy session, which was great.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So big thank you as well to everybody that has subscribed and reviewed us on iTunes. We see you. We know who you are. We love you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, and remember, you can always subscribe to iTunes, SoundCloud or Stitcher to make sure you get your full coverage delivered to your inbox or your phone or your iPod or your whatever listening machine you might have. But yeah, if you subscribe, you will get the new episodes as soon as they come up.
And if you guys are enjoying our podcast, don't forget to leave us a review as it helps us. We can get some feedback from you guys. Leave us questions on our socials and we'll make sure we keep making hopefully wonderful podcasts for you.
As I'm sure your HR representative has told you many times, feedback is always helpful.
Always.
In however it may come, we like it best in the form of stars.
Yes. Star hungry.
Yeah, stars or hugs. And we're not going to see you on the street because we're in LA, so we'll take the stars. But if we do see you, we'll also take a hug.
Why not?
I think that's fair. Right, moving on to new news.
New news.
So much new news.
We've got quite a lot today. I feel like who's going first?
Do you want to go? Go.
I'll go first. Okay, so I was very lucky enough to attend there was an event recently for Avon. They've got some new launches out and I've had a play with them, mostly in some editorial shoots, which has been nice. So the products they have that I've been loving in my editorial pro kit, but I think also translate really nice to kind of like trend-led makeup, is the Marc for Avon Pout. So they have a velvet lip and a vinyl lip. Vinyl.
Vinyl,
not vinyl. That's
I
not...
like vinyl, but I think that sounds a bit like it's got something to do with veins. So I reckon it's vinyl.
Well, and I did think that Depot was called Depot for a long time. So
I used to pronounce lingerie lingerie. So we're all here together.
We're all good. So yeah, they have those. And there's some really great colours, like really vivid pinks. And the vinyl colours are really, really glossy and kind of a really nice... just a really impressive amount of pigment, like full on, really bold, sit nicely on the lips, very comfortable, but with that high gloss shine. Then you have the velvet lip, which is very similar to a liquid lipstick. Again, really long lasting formula. I think the colours are really nice. They've got some nudes. They've got some kind of, what do we call this, a mauve, Lindsay, or an indigo?
Yeah, it's a very bright, it's like an orchidy, purpley.
Yeah, really nice purpley tone. There's some nice berry tones. There's like a classic tomatoey red. So really nice ones in there. And then they also have just launched, they've launched a new line of lipstick. They've also brought out a new range of lipsticks, the Rouge Parfait, which come in, I believe, 40 shades. And I love what they've done with this, in that it's kind of the idea is there's a shade for every skin tone, which is really nice. Very, very affordable. They're quite a moisturizing formula, and I would say the color's very buildable. So
that's nice.
Nice one there to check out. New launch from Avon.
Yeah, those liquid lips look really interesting. We've got some
really cool
bold colours, because I wouldn't necessarily think of Avon when I think about bold editorial colours, but they are that grey-y nude. It's really
interesting. Amazing. And they come out the colour they are in the tube. So very true to how they look in the see-through tube. So I like that as well, that you can actually see the pigment.
Yeah,
you can see what you're getting. So that's great.
That's cool. And good handbag size.
Good handbag friendly.
Thanks,
handbag
Avon.
Friendly size. What have you got, Lindsay?
I have got, it's an interesting one. So Marc Jacobs Beauty, hurrah, now available in England, and been over here in the States for a little while. And when it first came out, it's fair to say I wasn't the biggest biggest fan because I just didn't think it was as interesting as it could be for a range with Marc Jacobs' name on it. I think ever since then, the range has developed and now it's got some real knockout products.
I'm a big lover of it, yeah. I've got to say.
Like, I love the highlight stick, if you can believe it. I really like the full coverage foundation because it's like intense full coverage with a tiny amount of products, a lot of pigment in it. I really like the Velvet Noir mascara.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite products was always the eyeshadow palettes.
Me too. Yeah, I love
the
them.
The Iconics, they are called. And I had one that's like, I think I have the Mod one, and I think I have the Starlet one from the original line.
I've got Starlet and Lolita in my kit. Yeah. I love both of those.
And I always take them when I travel because they're so thin and like they're really easy to travel with. They're so narrow, but like a decent amount of product in everyone, lots of different looks, and I loved it. And then I read recently that they'd been reformulated and relaunched.
Okay.
And I couldn't quite work out why.
Why, yeah. Because it was great before,
yeah. And I think part of it is they've just wanted to bring out new ones.
Okay.
Because the shades are quite different in the new palettes or somewhat different. But the reformulation really got me, and I was a little bit worried because I don't like it when people reformulate things I like.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Nana fears change. Nana fears change. So, I obviously had to get my mitts on one and
it's
try it out.
Still.
Yeah, and I have the Scandalust.
Scandalust.
Now I wish I hadn't found the name.
Yeah.
Because now I have to say Scandalust.
Yeah.
But it's
beautiful.
It's a really beautiful palette. It's got 7 shades in it, which is a decent number. And it's about $50. They work out about $50 there or thereabouts.
I think for the number of shades you get, I feel like that's quite a fair price for luxury. Yeah.
Obviously, it's a luxe purchase because it is Marc Jacobs.
Yeah.
But the quality is there and the amount of product is there, which is something we'll get onto with someone else later. so I don't feel like it's an unfair ask price-wise.
Yeah.
And the colours in this one, I picked this because I picked this up for travelling. So I towards neutrals with some pops that I can mix things up of an evening. And this is very like light neutrals with just really pretty tawny shades and then a light brown matte to sort of put some contour in. And then we've got like a reddish shimmer shade and then a darker matte brownish, like a berry brown.
Yeah.
And then a red, like pinkish red on the end for like mixing it up. And I think it's a really versatile and interesting palette. Good news is it's really good still.
Can you tell the difference? Is there any difference you can tell?
I couldn't tell a massive difference because I do think it varies by formula too. And this is a mix of mattes, shimmers and foils. And I think maybe the shimmers feel a little bit more silicone slippy.
Okay.
But that's not bad. It feels more creamy on the lid. And maybe the mattes feel a little bit powderier. Is that a word? But I didn't have any problems with any of the shades.
Yeah. Nothing massively noticeably
different
from
so
before.
I'm just genuinely curious as to why they did it. And more than anything to flag you guys to it is because there are new shades.
Yeah, sounds like, exciting.
If you love it, get on board because they're always fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was really interesting that they would do that without really explaining why. But check them out. There's a bunch of new palettes out and I was going to say Christmas around the corner, which sounds terrifying because it's
only
August.
But in the media sense.
In the media sense, we've already had Christmas in July. That's been and gone. It's August now, coming to the end of summer. It's officially Christmas, which is bonkers. These make brilliant gifts. I will say that I've bought these a lot as gifts. And I think they make really nice presents.
Yeah, they are beautiful.
The branding is lovely and the packaging is lovely.
And the packaging is stunning.
Yeah, so definitely keep an eye on these.
Well, we also have not new. Just new. From Chanel. Some of you guys may have seen these in the campaigns with Kristen Stewart. And there's been various like videos on YouTube showing you how to use some of the new Chanel products. Chanel have launched Ombre Premier, which is a longwear powder eyeshadow singles. So they've always done singles, but the idea behind these are they are incredibly pigmented.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
So very, very deep, intense pigment. I've got a black here. I've got some grays. I've got some shimmers. I've got some mattes. And,
you've gone to town.
I'm displaying them as we speak for Lindsay. I kind of went for colours just I knew I would use a lot in my pro kit. And they are beautiful. The quality is exceptional. I mean, look at that blue, Lindsay.
I won't look. It's too beautiful. I won't look.
Well, they've got some colours that are limited edition. That's what I will say. So colours like the blue, there's a few that I think are so good that you want to like get your hands on them ASAP because they will go, the limited edition ones. But I just think this is a nice idea from Chanel. I feel like it kind of is that bridge between the pro products and the products that, you know, the normal consumer can use and feel extra special. So
yeah. I think it's really interesting to see singles coming back because we've been in such a palette place for so many years now. Because I mean, there didn't used to be palettes. You couldn't get
you
palettes.
Had to buy singles or make your own palette.
Palettes were just pro option. This silvery taupey shade.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Which is Talpa. I've just swatched on the back of my hand. That is gorgeous. I'm going to get that because that is a, for me, everyday shade.
And they have that like cream kind of touch when you touch it, but it is a powder. It's just a very, very rich kind of like emollient powder. So I feel like it grabs really well. They're the kind of eyeshadow you could probably use without a primer.
I do wish, I'm sorry, Chanel. I don't want I hate to say this, you guys, you know we're friends. I do wish they didn't have the brushes in there.
Yeah, I think that's that. I would say the same for most luxury brands that do that.
They
I think
keep doing
the
it.
Which is one reason I've always been impressed with Charlotte Tilbury for not including the crap brushes. But I guess, you know, some people won't buy brushes, so I guess that's why they're there for people who feel like they want something to apply it with.
It also makes the palette a little bit bigger and fancier and feels more pleasing.
It's like you're getting a little bit more. I mean, to be fair, there is a little brush in here that actually has hairs on, so that doesn't bother me as much as the fact sometimes
sponge applicator.
Yeah, some just have the sponge applicators.
But these are beautiful.
I mean, I've even put these on Lindsay just on my fingers and blended them out of my fingers because they have that. Go for it. Like you can. Imagine if I turned around and was like, get out.
Get your finger
out of my Chanel. but yeah, really, really nice. They are, kind of like I said, a newer launch from Chanel. So check those out, especially the limited edition shades. This one's exciting.
This one is exciting. I mentioned this very briefly the last episode was the new Hourglass lipstick. So when we talked about Hourglass being bought out by Unilever, I mentioned that they had a new launch, which was the Confession lipstick.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and this comes in 30 shades on Sephora and other stockers, but 32 with Hourglass directly. They've got two shades that are exclusive to them. So this is a lipstick. It's just a satin lipstick. I don't want to say it's just an ordinary lipstick because it's not.
It's no ordinary lipstick.
But it's
so
not a liquid
pretty.
Lipstick. It's not a matte lipstick. It's just a beautiful satin lipstick.
Yeah.
It comes in this insanely gorgeous,
gorgeous,
thin gold case. It looks like a vintage cigarette holder.
It's like packaging porn.
Yeah. It's crazy. It looks like you could murder someone with it because it's got this beautiful long gold point on it. And then the
it's
barrel
so
itself
cute.
Is so narrow and thin and slender and gorgeous. It looks like the heel of a very
sexy shoe.
It's
so good
shoe.
For clutch bags. I feel like this is like the ultimate clutch bag accessory.
And it's like reassuringly heavy. It's got some heft to it.
Satisfyingly heavy,
It's not as heavy or as silly as the... It's not silly, but the Louboutin lipsticks when they came out. And I have one and they're too heavy and they're not practical and they're not meant to be. They're a luxe gorgeous white. This is somewhere in between.
I think this is chicer.
Oh, it's definitely,
it's much more
it's
minimal.
It's much more
than,
classic. Yeah. The Louboutins are very dramatic and
it's
OTT looks. Yeah, which, you know, is what Louboutin is.
Yes.
This is somewhere in between of being practical and gorgeous. But it would fit in a wok.
It would fit in a wok.
If you had your Chanel wok hanging around.
That
would be a perfect wok lippy.
I really want it.
I
even
know
though
you
like
do.
we have to talk about the amount that comes in it, don't we? And I don't want to, but I know we have to.
It's hard. It's really hard. I looking at this, if you just handed me this lipstick and said, "Hey Lindsay, look at this gorgeous lipstick." And I would take the lid off and I'm like, "Oh my god, it's beautiful." And then
it's
someone
stunning.
Said, "Hey, and it's got refillable the lipstick itself comes off from the holder and you can buy the colors independently of each other and just switch them out and take the holder with you, so it's actually really versatile." And I'm like, "Oh my god, that's so brilliant. Thank you. This all sounds incredible." And they have the name of the shade on the tube so you don't get them confused,
which
is so
genius.
Fantastic. "Oh my god, everything about this is great." And then if you said, "Lindsay, it's got 0.9 of a gram of product in it."
Why?
"And we'd like you to pay $34 for it."
But I think I would. I know it's wrong.
I think you would.
I think I would.
And I think I would once. And then I think I'd sit down and I'd say, "Lindsay, let's talk about your finances and your life choices."
But the refills are what, $22?
The refills are $22.
Just still a lot.
But that's a really expensive lipstick for 0.9 of a gram. Just to give you an idea, so you don't think you're not just saying, "Lindsay, why are you saying 0.9 of a gram?" I have a lip balm here. This is just a standard
like
size
a lipstick tube.
Yeah, just a regular lipstick bullet. And it is 3.25 grams. So there is
like
nearly
that.
A quarter. It's nearly there's nearly four times as much in a regular lipstick as there is in this.
That does put it in perspective.
So, I mean, for the price of one, an average lipstick, even if you're paying...
like $25,
even
if you
pay $25 for a Charlotte, or $30 for a Charlotte, $30, $22, whatever. If you're buying drugstore, like $8, $9 now for a top-end drugstore, $8, $9... it's so much money. I don't have the UK price on it, but Hourglass is usually very similar dollars to pounds. I would say it's probably still going to be £30 for this.
I feel like I wish you could see our facial expressions, because I've generally got like a facial expression.
Because it's
like,
gorgeous.
I really want it though.
And I've been through this with Hourglass before. I went through this with the Girl Lip Silos. It felt like such a tiny amount of product for such a gorgeous thing, for such a lot of money.
But I do love
it. But
them.
It's a gorgeous thing.
Yeah, it's a and I think this is a gorgeous product. So I think be aware you're getting less product, but I don't think it stops the product being amazing and beautiful.
Oh, and we really should talk about how great the actual lipstick is too. Wore it yesterday. The wear time is beautiful. For just a satin lipstick that's not claiming to be long-lasting or anything, it does wear well. The pigment is gorgeous. So it was one swipe and I had opaque pigment.
Yeah.
The finish is a beautiful satin.
So you could blot them down and make them a bit like,
it,
you know, you can do multiple things with them.
It is a beautiful lipstick. And I know it's a luxe purchase. And I know when you're talking about the luxury market, you kind of have to put the price at the door and leave it because you know what you're getting into. But I do have a really hard time paying $34. $34 for a lipstick anyway is the top of my budget.
Yeah.
Not even budget. It's past my budget. It's the top of where my credit card will accept it.
Yeah.
But for $34 for such a tiny amount of product, I find it a really tricky one. It's a fantastic gift.
Yeah. We were both saying like this is the sort of thing that like I think... I mean, I love the novelty that it would fit so well in a wok.
in case you don't know what we're talking about, we haven't lost our mind. No. We're talking about the wallet on a chain.
Or you could even fit that in your purse. Like, and when I say purse, I mean the UK wallet purse, not a handbag.
If you were taking out like a little clutch, or you just want
a little
to take out your
bag,
wallet.
It looks incredibly chic. I think it's a beautiful present. I mean, it almost looks like a beautiful pen or something.
Yeah, it does.
It has that kind of
like
Mont Blanc style, like.
Yeah, because let's be fair, if you're talking about, if your concern is what you can fit in your Chanel, you're probably not that worried about paying $34 for a
very true, Lindsay.
Or unless you spend all your money on that Chanel and then you can't afford $34 for a lipstick. Then
I think I'm going to sum up with I think I would pay for that because I love it so much. But
it's definitely a must-have.
It's a must-have. It's not a necessity, but I still really want it.
They are gorgeous. They're all of them. And the shade range is fantastic. Yeah. It's 32 colours. I really think they've covered most bases with their shades. Yeah. And it is such a desirable item. I think the
fact it's so small as well weirdly makes it easier to apply. I feel like
tininess of it is a positive.
The size is a positive. Yeah. In terms of the actual like...
Oh yeah, it's really easy to apply.
Like when I watched you put it on, it was literally like... done, and it sort of just fit the lip perfectly.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
I mean, it is gorgeous. I just, it's not, it's so unlike me to be to give a monkeys to be like, but it's $34. Normally, I'm like, oh, I'm on it, I don't care if it's $34, that's fine. I just won't drink coffees for like 2 weeks. But it's so much and it's so little,
but I want it.
But yeah, I kind of love it.
I love it.
I think it's a Christmas list item.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. But I would say go and check it out. Just like try and get in store and see it.
Yeah.
But once you've seen it, you're not going to be able to help yourself.
No.
Why is life so hard? Why is life so difficult, Harry?
Why? So now it's time for the interview portion of this podcast. And as we said, we were very, very lucky to speak to the wonderful Dr. Howard Murad of Murad Skincare. Dr. Murad was very kind to share with us not just his kind of top tips, but also his kind of philosophy on skincare. And I think the science behind it was really interesting.
Yeah.
We talked a lot with him about self-care as well and kind of the knock-on effects of not just what you put on your body, but what you put in your body. And I hope you guys enjoy this interview. Me and Lindsay learned a hell of a lot.
So much. So much.
I think sit back, get a cup of tea and enjoy.
So we are very excited today, very lucky, and we have a chance to sit down with Dr. Murad, who is a skincare specialist. I'm sure lots of you already know his amazing brand of skincare. And we're going to ask him a bunch of questions, so we should crack on.
I'm ready for it.
Yay!
We have to tell you guys how beautiful Dr. Murray's office is with, I think, a lot of your own artwork. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my artwork, predominantly.
Beautiful, yeah.
I saw a Dodgers picture out there as well. Are you
an
LA Dodgers fan?
Me too. I've been since I was a child.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. They're doing so well right now.
They're
crazy.
Amazing. Unbelievable.
So we're going to get started. A lot of our listeners are meeting you for the first time. A lot of our listeners know your products but might not know so much about you yourself, how you got into skincare. So we'd love to know how that journey started for you.
I think it actually started when I was a child because I was interested in people. And my journey took me through, going to college and thinking I wanted to be a pharmacist and ending up in pharmacy school. And then from pharmacy school, and I went to medical school. After medical school, I thought I wanted to be a surgeon. But chances were that I learned not to be one. I spent time in Vietnam and when I came back from being in the military, I ended up going to dermatology. Wow. And opened up my dermatology practice after a few years of residency at UCLA. Wow. And I think it's a very unique practice. It's different than others.
And how did that turn into becoming Dr. Murray, the skincare brand? How did you go from that jump to kind of creating your own line?
Well, it was a combination of things. I have a saying, make your mark on the canvas of life and let it direct you. So the mark I had was making, being interested in people and making them happy and healthy, even as a child. And then, so in my medical practice, it was a little bit different than the average. I didn't spot treat. People didn't just come in to remove their skin cancer or treat their psoriasis. Mm. I was actually looking at their skin and saying, well, what about this and what about that? And so I started writing compounded prescriptions for my patients. And one thing led to another. I decided to study the alpha hydroxy acids. I got involved in that. I was a pioneer in that. And
thank you. For that.
and then so from there, that was kind of really the first cosmeceutical. And then I decided to have esthetician and electrologist work in my office. And then from that, I opened a spa 20 or so miles away from my practice. So it was an independent. Mm-hmm. So understanding people, not necessarily patients. And then that led me to deciding to open up and have a business that sold my products.
Yeah.
Amazing. Which products did you start with your skincare line? I'm curious to know where you started with.
Well, they were all alpha hydroxy based. Okay. And it was at that time, and it was before you were born,
I don't know.
Yes, I'm sure.
I look very young.
Yeah, no. anyway, in the old days, it was Cleanse Tone Moisturize. There was no treatment.
That's what my mom always taught me.
Yeah, Cleanse Tone Moisturize. Yeah. And so the idea of treating skin problems like acne, pigmentation, wrinkles was not part of a program. And that's sort of what cosmeceuticals are. So I had three SKUs, one was for wrinkles, one for acne, and one for pigmentation. Mm-hmm. And then I had a professional treatment, which was it was called the Rapid Exfoliator, which was glycolic acid-based treatment that could be done in the spa. So that's how it started. And it actually is, in a way, what we do now. Obviously, it's gone way beyond the limited number of products, but it's gone way beyond.
Do you have a step that you think most people still miss within their skincare, or something that you feel kind of doesn't get the attention it deserves? Is there a part of the kind of skincare lineup that you feel we all could benefit from giving a bit more focus to?
Right. Well, the biggest thing is, to me, protection.
Yeah.
An ounce of prevention is a pound of cure.
Yeah.
So prevention's important. And what's happened recently over the years is that a lot of things are damaging our skin that never damaged it before. Mm. So how many hours a day do you spend on your computer, your cell phone?
Yeah, too many.
Too many?
Too many. Yeah.
But they emit something called the blue light, which emits, a lot of energy. Mm. We also, because of the way society is, there's more pollution, more smog, mm-hmm. so we have damage from that. Mm-hmm. And so we created this product called CitySkin SPF 50.
I have that sound as one of my favorites. Okay. I'm wearing it right now.
And so protecting from all of those, protecting from blue light, UV, ultraviolet of different kinds, pollutants of different kinds, and that's critical. So one of the things to do is to protect you from damage.
Yeah.
And then, of course, treating. So depending on what your problem is. And mm-hmm. then even in a treatment, you know, people think of the three basics, acne mm-hmm. and pigmentation and wrinkles, but people want to have their skin look more flawless. They want to reduce the appearance of little fine blemishes. And so we have all kinds of other sort of ways that to help you in different things, pore size, things like that.
Yeah, I think it's really hard at the minute because I feel like we have sort of created a culture where we think we can spot treat everything and we want instant results for everything. So I was really interested when I was reading your book, how you were talking about the whole body approach to skincare and how we look after ourselves from the inside out. How did you come to that conclusion?
Well, again, just listening to my patients and understanding them fully is how it is. But it's sort of obvious once you think about it. Mm. So I ask people, is your skin connected to your heart? What do you think?
I figure your skin's connected to everything.
Yeah,
I
guess it's the largest organ. So.
Okay, so largest organ. Do you have any blood vessels in your skin?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for everyone else. Yeah, I'm the awkward kid in the back of the class. Who's like, wait to see what everyone else says, and then put my hand up.
You do. Of course you do. Yeah. If you didn't have any blood vessels there, you wouldn't be alive. You would have no skin, right?
I'm very pale. I'm never sure.
No, you have blood vessels. I promise you.
I believe you.
So, think about it. So you go out in the sun. Have you ever, I know, you never sat on the sun for 2 hours and got a sunburn. Never, ever. But in case you ever did, in case you ever did you end up feeling nauseous, tired?
Yes, yeah.
So that wasn't your skin talking. What happened is the damage penetrated through your skin from the sun into the blood vessel, and then it went everywhere. It went to your brain, your liver, your heart, every organ in your body.
It's terrifying.
So the idea of understanding the connection of everything together. And the other thing that's more or less obvious once I tell you, think about your skin today and feel your skin today and imagine what it'll be 10 years from now. Is it going to be drier or more moist?
It'll be drier.
Yeah. So as we age, we become drier. Yeah. So the final common pathway of aging, and actually disease and wrinkles and everything else, is we go from a state of full hydration to less hydration. So knowing those facts, it's very easy to understand what we talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So obviously, proper skincare is important. So using a moisturizer, sunscreen, treatment product, those are absolutely, must have that.
Yeah.
It's a must. But there are a couple of other, and what that does, it helps prevent you from becoming drier because you're protecting yourself from the sun, which dries you out and pollutants and other things. Then the other ways that we can encourage you to be more hydrated, one of them is eat better. Mm. So I tell people, eat your water. What does that mean? So what's your favorite fruit or vegetable? Anyone?
I like strawberries.
Strawberries.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Melon. Okay. I love melon.
Strawberries, melon. All of those, I don't remember or know exactly what the percentage of water is, but it's probably at least 80%.
Mm-hmm.
So an ounce of strawberries, an ounce of watermelon or melon, watermelon for sure, it's about 95% or more, is an ounce of water. But you're getting all kinds of phytonutrients in it. You're getting all kinds of antioxidants, making your body alkaline, resistant to cancer and bone loss. So many benefits out of eating water-rich foods instead of drinking water.
Yum.
So the more you eat water-rich foods, and besides that, water that you drink goes right through you and into the toilet, whereas fruits and vegetables, it's in the structure. It's gradually released. So there are a lot of benefits of eating your water.
Yeah.
And then, so that's one way to get more hydrated. So we're putting on proper skincare. We're eating our water. How about exercise? We know exercise is good for you, right?
Yes.
But what's the problem with exercise? You sweat, right? So you say, I'm losing water. It's true. And you probably feel a little thirsty, and it's okay to drink some water if you're thirsty. But you're building muscle. And muscle is 70% water, fat is only 10% water. So you're building muscle and exercise is good for you.
I did not know that. That's really fascinating.
So, and then finally, when you're under stress, you have underarm perspiration, sweaty palms, you have to minimize stress as much as possible. And that's the work I've been doing over the last decade, is understanding different stress and how we can deal with it.
That makes a lot of sense. I think there's a lot of correlation as well. I find even as a makeup artist, when clients sit in my chair and, you know, they say, I've had really bad skin lately. And then, you know, I say, have you had any late nights? Has it been quite a stressful time? And I'm always surprised by how much the correlation to do with lifestyle does affect skin. Very much so.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's very important. People kind of think, well, I'll just get a Botox shot. I'll get a laser treatment. I'll get a facelift and my skin will look better. Mm. Yes, it may look better, but you're still going to have a haggard look. Yeah. You're going to be stressed out and you're going to not sleep as well. You can have dark circles. Yeah. So it really, no matter what you do on the surface, you have to address the inside as well.
Yeah.
And we call that internal skincare.
Yeah. I think we've done that to ourselves. And I think everyone just wants to put on a highlighter or a Botox and they have that instant result.
Yeah. And that's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's not an issue. But I think if you really want better skin, it's that internal component. Internal skincare is what we talk about.
Is there a key ingredient that you think everyone should be looking out for? Is there anything that you particularly recommend for every type of skin that we could all be using right now to help?
Well, you know, there really isn't one key ingredient. It's a combination that makes a sense. And, you know, any formula, I don't care. You know, there's certain ingredients, obviously, that are important. Retinols are important, the alpha hydroxy acids, the antioxidants, the peptides. Those are the general big major ones. But it's the recipe that's the most important. It's the rest of the formula. Mm-hmm. So I have an analogy. Do you like chocolate chip cookies?
Of course.
Okay, good.
That was an easy one.
All
Thank
right.
You.
So obviously the chocolate chips are the most important part, right? Because that's...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a cookie. So I'm going to buy you the very, very best chocolate. It costs $50,000 an ounce to get it. Very, very good chocolate.
Cool.
Okay.
Go eat this cookie.
And then we're going to get some flour and honey and other things. And then we fill, you know what, maybe you should put extra pepper and salt in it. And I don't know, something else. And then we'll put it in the oven for 4 hours.
No.
I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
So it's actually not that chocolate. It's everything else.
Yeah.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you particularly don't like? I know certain people have certain things. Like some people don't like fragrance. And there's a whole thing right now about essential oils leading to cell death. That's been...
I know.
I hear cell death a lot right now. It sounds terrifying.
No, if you follow everything, you'll do nothing. You won't even drink any water. Yeah. Who knows what's in it? I tend to look at what's the best ingredient that fits this formula for what we need, rather than focus on not having. I mean, of course, I wouldn't want anything that was dangerous or toxic in the formulas. That goes without saying. But I wouldn't limit us. You know, there are people who say we have, I don't know, no whatever. Mm-hmm. But if that helps the formula and it's not hurting anybody, why wouldn't you want to put it in?
Yeah.
So not to disparage any other brands, because they all have.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
the point of difference. But for me, I want to have the very best formula that makes the has the best effect on your skin. Obviously, like anybody else, we don't want to do any harm. We want to have something that is healthy for you, but using all of the best ingredients that we can put together.
So one of my favorite products is the Hydrating Toner Mist. I absolutely love that in my Pro Kit and on myself. Is there a product that you use or is like a favorite for you that you kind of always go back to?
I use everything, you know, and some new ones that aren't yet available. So I like to test things and see how they work. But I use combinations, and I use different products on different days, you know, and I have a list of different ones in my bathroom. And today I feel like this, tomorrow I feel like that. And I think that is an important way to look at your skin, because your skin and you know yourself better than anybody else.
Yeah.
So today, maybe your skin's a little dry, so you need extra moisturizer.
Yeah.
Today, you feel, you know what, I see more pigment, so you need more antioxidants, more vitamin C ingredients. So there's nothing wrong with not having a specific program. I mean, the specific programs, of course, you have to cleanse, you have to put a treatment, and you have to put protection and moisturize. So that goes without saying, but which moisturizer, which sunscreen, which treatment product, I think you can go, you know, from day to day. And the other thing is you might have two problems. Let's say you have acne and pigmentation. During the day you use one and at night use the other. So I think, and in a way you would think this is more expensive, but it really isn't. If you're going to, at the end of the day, cleanse and treat and moisturize twice a day, but you have four different treatments, it'll last you four times as long. It's just the initial investment. But in the end, now you're getting a better program. You're getting a program that suits you for the day that you need it, the way you feel. And, you know, there's certain fragrances you might like, you know, since certain scents. And other days you want one that are more calming, another one more energizing. That makes a difference as well. So I think, rather than limit yourself, don't limit yourself as ingredients, and don't limit yourself as the product.
Yeah, I guess it's like creating the almost like the perfect skin capsule wardrobe, isn't it? It's kind
correct.
Of like curating what your skin needs on a day-to-day basis.
You would never wear the same dress every single day, right?
That's a really good point.
So why wear the same product every day?
Yeah.
You know?
Where do you see future trends? I mean, we keep seeing a hero product or hero ingredient popping up across multiple lines. And now having seen your offices and your incredible research facilities and your spa classroom, which we're very interested in, just going to put that
sign
out there.
Come on down.
Very keen. But yeah, is there anything that you think is going to be a new focus that's coming our way that we don't know about yet?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the whole idea of understanding how society is and where we're learning, I think epigenetics is going to be a big deal. Understanding the new environment and how we need to protect ourselves from all of the new elements that are damaging our body and our skin. Those are whole new ideas of that. And again, this comprehensive approach to skincare, connected beauty, we call it, is a big deal. And I think it's important. And you're in a very enviable position. You've heard about robots taking over a lot of jobs. So they are. They're taking more and more. There's a statistic that for every one robot, we lose six jobs.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
And that may or may not be true, but it, definitely some. But, you know, the one thing that people are going to have is more and more loneliness and more isolation. And they're going to need the healing power of touch. And when I teach estheticians, I ask them, do you guys ever treat blood pressure? And, of course, the answer is absolutely not. We're not doctors, right? But you are therapists, in a way. And you do treat blood pressure. So think about that client that walked into your room today, and she has been running late because there's a lot of traffic, and she had her last meeting that was supposed to be done an hour ago, and it was then, and then she has all these phone calls and emails and whatever, you know, and then she's like, oh, well, we're finally here. Okay. So she finally comes to you, and I figure her blood pressure is X. And then you get her lying on the bed, and you massage her, and you listen to her day, and you pay attention to her, and you're calming her. She's asleep. And what's her blood pressure now?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a need more and more. People are going to be more and more isolated, more and more lonely. Mm. Generally, if you ask clients that you see, and you honestly ask them a question, who do you consider your two or three best friends?
Mm-hmm.
And who do you think it is? It's you. Because they can talk to you. You listen to them.
Yeah.
People don't listen anymore. You know, people, I could say anything, and if you're, you know, we're all busy. We're all on our cell phone and things like that, and we don't pay attention. So you listen, you pay attention. She can tell you anything. Mm. She knows it's not going to go all over the place. You're not going to blabber it and anything like that. And she feels comfortable. And she spends an hour with you, a full hour, without a cell phone, without a computer, without a telephone.
Imagine.
And it's her time. That's the thing.
And people don't have that time. So it's going to be really necessary. And I do believe a big, big trend is having sort of environments where people can come in and feel comfortable. And, you know, the spa environment is actually the best one.
Fascinating stuff.
Just making me want a facial now.
Okay.
You go and tell my facials where I hit all the bodies. Someone needs to know.
Yeah. No, I think it's so nice to place that emphasis on self-care as well and making that time for yourself.
Absolutely.
Because, like you said, there is such correlation between how you feel and how you look after yourself in addition to what you actually put onto your skin.
And the emotional. Emotional is really critical. And you don't have that time to wind down and relax and calm and have somebody who cares about you, you know, because, you know, they go home and or at work and it's not that they don't care about you, but, you know, it's not quite the same.
Yeah.
We're total 100% personal attention for an hour or more.
Yeah, so interesting. Yeah, because I feel like there's been a real trend with places opening, especially around LA lately, almost like these facial factories where it's, you know, come in, get out in 50 minutes, get a really quick...
or 2 minutes, we'll do
terrible. LED on your book. I really want to put my robe on and my slippers and sit in a quiet room, like, please don't push me out that quickly. Yeah.
Well, in a way, I could see needing that as well because people don't have the time. So even that is at least something.
True.
But ideally, longer time is much better.
Yeah, and even as you were saying about establishing your routine with your products at home, like you can do the sort of the same thing for yourself.
Right.
Take that time.
Yeah.
And really give yourself some love.
That's an important trend too. Become yourself, because we are so guided to doing what everybody else thinks we should do.
Yep.
That we don't become ourselves. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with you with putting two treatments instead of one or do a different one that you don't feel like. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, I have a lot of recipes that I recommend for people to eat, and I tell you, don't use this recipe. And they say, why are you writing it in your book, a recipe? You don't want me to use it. And I say, well, because I want it to be yours. I don't want it to be mine.
Oh, yes.
So here's the recipe. Yeah. If you don't like some of these ingredients, just take them out.
Yeah.
Substitute something else. If you don't like the recipe at all, make your own. But the more you allow yourself to be yourself instead of being a pretzel trying to help everybody and do everything else for everyone else, the happier you'll be.
Yeah.
And there are little things that there's no reason why you can't look at a recipe in a cookbook and change it. Yeah. Who says you can't?
Yeah.
There's no reason why you can decide to wear purple dress where everyone else is wearing green. Who cares? I mean, why can't you be yourself if that gives you pleasure? Yeah, you know, as long as you're not doing any harm to anybody.
Yeah, well, ideally. I did really love the part in your book where you talked about when you discovered your love of painting and how, you know, you had a bad experience that you had some hospital time and then you took that time and turned it into something positive. And we've seen your paintings now, and I wish we could show them. Maybe we'll add a link to them on the podcast show notes so everyone can see them because they're gorgeous.
You know, actually, I have an app, Dr. Murad Inspiration.
Oh, perfect.
Because I have a lot of insights, a lot of sayings, and every day it's a little different. And there's a piece of art on everyone.
So
you can have it come anytime in the day that you want.
Yeah,
it's
a free app. That's a good idea. Yeah, we'll link to
go to the
show
Apple
notes.
Store.
That's amazing. Fantastic. Yeah, I think that's so important for whole body wellness.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, that the other thing about that is some people would call them affirmations.
Mm.
We've done so much research here on helping people look better just by minimizing their stress, you know, because when you're under stress, you have the lines and stress, you're not sleeping and things like that. We've done amazing research with amazing things. And all we've asked people to do is look at like 11 of these insights that I've created. I have over 500. And journal. And nothing else.
I love journaling.
And then we took before and after pictures.
Wow.
We measured their blood pressure. We did psychological. There were psychological tests that they took. And actually, every aspect improved without any changes.
Wow, that's amazing.
We didn't tell them to get a Botox shot and look with some of the pictures. They looked like a lot better.
Yeah.
They were eating better. They were taking better care of themselves. And it's things like, you know, actually, these are the cards right here.
Oh, that's so cool.
One of them is be thrilled with who you are.
Yeah. Quite nice. Just put, like, on your bathroom mirror so you see it in the morning.
Right. Every day, and it's colorful and things like that. So happiness resides within. The best is yet to come. You have to let it enter. So a lot of these, very easy, very... And then if you look at them, the interesting thing about that is that if we... This one is called forgive yourself. And it's only two words. And I'm going to ask you independently what those two words mean to you.
Oh, yeah, that's rough. I feel like I'm in therapy now.
I know, I was about to stop crying.
I'm getting deep. I do need to let some things go. Yeah, I think that's a really interesting
statement.
Two simple words. That.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Like, I know I have some issues. To me, it's about, I am a writer and I'm always on deadline and I always beat myself up for missing things that I had no control over.
Okay.
So to me, it would be about just letting things go that I didn't control.
I'm dreading this.
Forgive yourself.
It doesn't have to be personal. Just what do you think?
I think not
even to you. What does it mean, those words?
I think to me, it's not striving for perfection. I think that is something in this day and age, again, with social media and, again, comparing, for me, that I think on a personal level, and I can identify that a lot of people I know go through that feeling of just accepting who you are, and I think forgiving that nature that is so easy to compare, you know, the fact that we do it without realizing we're comparing. So,
well, the point I want to make with that is that
it's nothing that we said.
No, it's everything you said, because the point is that each of us see things differently, and we try to make everybody see things the same. So one of the very important parts of this study that we did was we didn't tell them what it means.
Yeah.
We didn't tell them what to write on their journaling. We didn't tell them anything. We didn't tell them they should change their skincare. We didn't tell them they should eat differently. We didn't tell them they should do exercise. But by and large, over time, over 1 month period of time, there were a lot of benefits that people had that were unrelated. One of the problems I think with medicine is we tend to everybody has the same thing, and you're different. So you need some different things, and even in the words that we offer to you, everybody has a different opinion of what it is.
Definitely.
That's so interesting. I definitely, when I've just finished a big deadline, I get what I call deadline face, which is exactly what you described. It's sunken and gray and lined.
Right.
And then about a week after my deadline, everything just sort of starts to come back together.
Right.
Yeah. When I'm not up until three trying to bang out words.
And we know that that's part of life. You have no choice. That's how you live.
Yeah. I guess. It just goes to show it's so much more than just topical. It's literally the whole encompassing every element of self-care and what you put on your face, what you put in your body, how you look after yourself.
We've learned a lot. Thank you very
much
for your time. Now we need to go and eat our water and wear our sunscreen
And
take it easy.
And put some affirmations up.
And forgive yourself.
Forgive ourselves. Clearly we have a lot of issues to work through. But we're going to do that quietly in our own time.
Yes.
We won't take any more of yours. But thank you so much.
Thank you. This is great.
Good
talking to you. Bye-bye.
Wasn't that fun?
That was amazing.
He was so interesting and fun and vibrant and like so engaged. I was like, it was so awesome. I honestly love his office. Sounds like I'm being a real tit, but like I didn't know what to expect going in because I'm like, oh, it's a doctor and he's in skincare and it's like got quite a clinical reputation as a brand when you see the packaging. And then when we sat down with him, I was like, oh my God, so I actually talked to you all day about how to run my life.
Yes, I know. We both felt like we had like a life coach in Dr. Murad.
Yeah, like this whole approach to connected beauty. I was like, yeah, please tell me more. Because self-care, we think of self-care as being like such a millennial buzz term.
Yeah.
But it's like quite clearly he's been thinking about this his whole life and career. I don't think he'll be offended for me to say he's no spring chicken.
He's
a well-lived gent. And all that experience shines through what he does and his passion for what he does.
Well, that's what I love is his passion goes way beyond skincare as well. Like, we were lucky enough to see his office and all his amazing paintings and artwork. And I think he just seems someone to me who, like, gets life. I know that sounds really silly, but like, I just feel like he's got the right idea, the right attitude. And also it's nice that he just wants to share that with everyone.
Yeah. And I just felt so welcomed and engaged. And I could have listened to him talk all day.
Yeah.
I could have just sat asking him questions and answering questions about what it means to forgive myself.
Yeah. That was me and Lindsay came away and we were like, wow.
Yeah. So what an eye-opening experience.
It really
I need
was.
To like go and sit on the beach and think about myself, but wearing a lot of sunscreen and eating some water.
And eating strawberries.
Yeah, eating strawberries, wearing my sunscreen and like not being stressed.
Any excuse to have to go away and eat more is like a win for me.
Oh, I mean, that might
I'm like,
my
Dr. Murad told me to. When I'm in Whole Foods and I'm buying £6 strawberries, $6 strawberries, I'll be like,
strawberries
Dave,
are so expensive.
Dr. Murad told me to. Yep. I'm going to eat those strawberries.
I need these strawberries and this watermelon.
And this watermelon.
And shush, Dave.
Yes.
Or Jeff. Jeff or Dave. Either or. We do doctor's orders.
Doctor's orders.
Doctor's
quite literally.
Orders, quite literally. No, he was a total top guy.
Yeah.
I hope we'll be able to get him on again one day.
Who knows?
I want to see what he's got coming up next.
Yeah, watch this space.
Yeah. On to
highlight of the week. Oh, we just harmonized.
Yeah, we've got that down.
I actually purposely tried to harmonize then. That was my best Sierra impression of
I was very impressed.
I want to be able to do a cappella.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to get a Pitch Perfect going on?
Well, that's another podcast.
We should get Emma Gunn's in.
Yes.
And like, we should have a beauty podcast a cappella group.
Oh my goodness, we could be the next.
This is my challenge to Emma now. She has to come up with a name for our group. We've just bullied you into our group, Emma.
But it's happening.
And you now need to come up with a name for it.
Oh my goodness, and so, we can have 90s hairstyles and everything.
We'd be the best.
Oh my
God. Okay. So we'll all
Side
think
note.
About that. Side note. On to the actual product, highlight of the week.
What is yours, Lindsay?
Mine is my new beloved product line, NYX. Mm-hmm. I know NYX isn't new, and I know I shouldn't be so surprised every time I love one of their products.
It's good to have some oldies in there as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a new product, but it's just, I feel like I had overlooked NYX until we did our drugstore
feature. NYX.
Yeah, when we did our, which we'll link to below in case you haven't heard it, we did a special all about our favourite drugstore buys, and I picked up a bunch of stuff from NYX and was like universally impressed by pretty much everything I had, especially their Cosmic Metals eye palette. Mm. So, which I actually went and bought a spare of. I love it so much.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like, I think everyone should do that when you love something, buy
$8 for like, I think it's six shades, I think, and they're all incredible.
Yeah.
So I immediately went out and bought another one because that's the thing. I do think they have quite a fast turnover on their product line. So yeah, if it's NYX and it's $8, go and get one.
Yeah.
So they have a new range of eyeshadow palettes called the Ultimate. And there are three colorways, I think, in the initial drop. And there are
so
12
pretty.
Eyeshadows in each palette. They're all pretty generous sized
pans.
And what they've done, which is so smart, is they've got the same four colours, there or thereabouts, in three different finishes. So you've got a matte, a shimmer, a matte, a satin, and a shimmer.
So cool.
So this one, you've got sort of this pale bone colour, then you've got a taupey brown, then you've got a salmony peachy
That's
pink.
That's lovely, the pink
and
shade.
And then this purpley berry, taupey, silver.
Yeah,
very versatile.
Yeah.
And this is the sugar high version that I've got.
So pretty.
And I absolutely love it.
This is so you colours. Like, I really
I'm
feel like when you showed me, I was like, this is such a Lindsay palette. And in like, I want to see it on. I want demos.
Honestly, it's so gorgeous. Because the first two shades are like the bony colour and then the neutrally pale light brown. They are so versatile for daytime.
Yeah.
And then obviously just whack the shimmer on at night. Like,
yeah.
Boom. Then the salmony pink. A is gorgeous on its own with a bit of liner and like mix it up, or as like a transition-y crease shade colour, makes her really pretty. And then this berry at the end is just absolutely gorgeous for night.
So nice.
And again, this was $10.
Wow.
And I cannot believe how
the quality,
the quality of it and the shade curation. Mm. It's just so great. And if you're interested in trying these sort of warmer pinky tones, this is such an easy way to dip your toe in it. Not literally, don't put your toe in it, it's for your eyes. But to go with like the whole, the idea of having the matte shimmer and satin in the same shade, I think is so smart.
So cool that you can just like play with the textures and mix and match, really.
So nice. Good. I'm definitely going to get the other two palettes because I really, really, really
Was there
rate
a brown
it.
One?
There is a brown. There's one that's a bit more brown than this. She loves
brown
the brown.
One.
I bought it online, actually. I didn't see it in store. I bought it online and I thought this was going to be more brownie.
Okay.
And it's actually a little bit pinkier. But also, you know, everything is pink right now between the Natasha Denona Sunset and the Urban Decay.
Millennial pink.
Yeah,
millennial
full
pink. Coverage.
Full coverage pink. and the, what was the other? Oh, the Sephora warm palette, the Pro warm palette. Everything is bleeding pink right now.
Yeah.
And this is a really easy way to test that trend out without making a big financial investment. I mean, compared to the Marc Jacobs that I just showed you, which is like $50 and has seven shades in it, and this has got like 12 eyeshadows in it and it was $10. I'm not saying it's a dupe. I'm not saying it's exactly the same quality or swankiness.
But it's a great palette in itself.
Honestly, and if I had to choose one to take away with me, I would choose the NYX. Because I think it's more. There's more in it.
Yeah.
So I'm more interested.
Definitely texture-wise, you've got more to play
so
with.
So I absolutely love it. It's definitely my highlight of the week and you should check it out. It's the NYX Ultimate Palette. Multi-finish eyeshadow palette.
Lovely.
Love it. And I'm now obsessed with how much is in it. There's 12 eyeshadows and each one is 1.18 grams. Each one of those eyeshadows
is more than the lipstick. Let's not go there.
I can't help it. I'm obsessed.
I'm like, let's not talk about how little's in there because I really want to buy
it. Let's talk about your highlight of the week.
Let's talk about my highlight of the week. I've been cheeky and kind of encompassed two in one.
Oh, you sly dog.
A little bit of a cheat, but they're by the same brand. So in my head, I was like, that's kind of one, but not.
Yeah, like my highlight is the brand.
My highlight. So not a highlighter. I have gone with the Milk Lip and Cheek makeup sticks. Now, you guys know I'm a cream highlighter. Well, I think cream product in
you're
general.
A cream product
I'm going
junkie.
Through
if
a
you're
very
not on the brown.
Yeah, if I'm not on the brown, I'm into a cream formula. I just like that. I can do it with my fingers. It's realistic for the little time I have in the morning. It's my makeup on the go of choice. So the lip and cheek sticks, have a little swatch of that, Lindsay. I'm passing Lindsay. This one is Rally. So the two that I've been loving are Rally and Perk. And what I will say is they're more like a sort of translucent vibe, which again, I think is nice in that you can't really mess this up. It's the kind of thing you could, you're
let me give it a try.
Lindsay may prove otherwise. No, you're very good at doing it. Yeah, but yeah, they have a lovely, again, they're dewy, which I love.
They're dewy.
They've got a lovely dewy sheen to them. Perk is like more of a corally shade and then Rally is more of like a kind of raspberry pink. Both very beautiful. I feel like now I have my Californian tan.
I'm not gonna lie.
I love that someone on my YouTube channel the other day was like, Harry, what fake tan are you using? Oh, I was like, yes.
No,
I just went outside and allowed myself to get a tan.
This is my California tan, which is like off milk instead of regular milk.
I love that though. Yeah. I do love that. I love a pale tone still. So yeah, I have a tan, which is exciting. That's new news in itself.
Harry's highlight of the week is that
I've got a tan.
Melanin production is up.
So yeah, these cheek and lip products, again, obviously they're really nice just to dab on your lips, nice to dab
beautiful.
On your cheeks. If I was super in a rush, I can definitely just do like a swipe of these on my cheeks, lips and a bit of mascara and I'm kind of done. So it's good if you want like two products. The other one, like I said, I've totally cheated this week and added in one more product. So I'm very naughty.
She's so naughty.
It is the Shadow Quad Day Goals by Milk. Now, this is an interesting one. And I think this is like a Marmite product in that some people will love this and some people will be like, don't get it. Don't get what you mean, Harry. So obviously, we've just been talking about these whole like cream formulas. Hang on, I'm trying to open it, people. There's like a.
I mean, this is already not a highlight.
No, it's all right. I was holding it down. I was doing it wrong. So you've got very classic, what I would call like kind of browns. They are browns, it's fair to say. Yeah, I mean, I feel like what's so clever about this is when you touch it, they feel creamy. And then as soon as. Yeah, Lindsay's. Get stuck in. As soon as you put it then onto your skin, it starts to turn into the powder. Yeah, and usually.
What witchcraft is this?
It is witchcraft. Usually, this kind of thing really doesn't work for me. But I think, again, it comes back to this thing of if I've got 5 minutes in the morning, I can use my finger, I can whack a bit of brown on in the crease and just kind of like blend it out. Or I could just do like the quickest. smoky eye. The quickest smoky eye with them. And I think, again, these are more like a natural... They're not like crazy pigment, which is why I say it's Marmite, because some people will see this and want it to be as dark as it is in the pan. But again, I think because if you're doing it with your fingers, you can create something that's very foolproof, like easy to do with just your fingers. And you can kind of re-blend it out, even if it goes too much. So I actually really like that.
No, it's pretty. I'm so interested in milk when, again, I'm just, apparently I'm just difficult. The initial launch, I didn't love the products. I had sort of a lip... pigment that was like a powdery pigment, and I just found it very drying. Right. And I think I had the lip marker and I didn't like that. And I was just like, oh, is it style over substance? It doesn't look great. And then the more and more I've played with the range, I've loved everything that they've brought. I love the hollow stick highlighter.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Even believe it. I love these lip and cheek tints. They are absolutely gorgeous. The sheen on it is so juicy and fresh. The raspberry, it's a blue pink raspberry color. What's that shade?
Rally.
Rally is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And then that coral is just like such
Perk
a
is the
burst.
One I reach to. I just love that.
I would do the Rally because I'm so pinky.
Yeah.
But they're just both beautiful. And they, like on the back of my hand, they're just still, even though they're set.
Yeah, they've still got that like wet dewiness to it, which again, I know isn't for everyone, but for me, that is my goal.
Well, and then it's so interesting because the cream eyeshadow is like totally matte.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really does, I mean, even when you feel it, I feel like it even always makes a nice eyeshadow base if you then want to layer more eyeshadows, because it has that kind of silicone feeling where it sort of gives the lid a smoothness, which is really nice for
and
more
shadow.
And
that sort of mid-tone brown that I swatched looks a bit like the MAC Groundwork.
Yeah, it's very similar shades, I think, to kind of like the MAC Paint Pots and all the kind of like nice sort of contoury tones.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Definitely, Milk is definitely one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think they're doing good stuff.
They are getting better and better and better.
Definitely.
And their products are so interesting and easy to use. Yeah.
And you can find those in Sephora for anyone who's in the States. Yes. I think you can order online as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's great. Ooh.
Oh.
Joint highlight. And do you know how excited I am that our joint highlight
is a highlight? I knew that
it's
was coming.
The little things, you guys.
Oh, the little things.
Man, I'm so excited. You all know how I feel about ColourPop cosmetics. I'm getting warm and fuzzy feelings. It's like
so many good
all
things.
A bit too much. I love it all so much. So ColourPop, I mean, they've always done great eyeshadows. They've always done these great lipsticks and lippy sticks and lip paints and mattes, blah, blah, blah. They are extending their range again, which I am very excited about. First, we had the pressed shadows, eyeshadows. And then we had the pressed cheek colors. Now they have nail polish.
Oh.
They've launched into a very small curated line of nail polishes. There is a liquid highlight.
You get so much of this.
$8, I think. And you get a huge
full bottle. It's like, this, and it would last you so long.
It's 25 mils.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it a little goes a long way of this.
A little
this
bit
is like
goes a bloody long
pigment
way.
Pigment central.
Yeah, it's really good. And like Harry was saying, she wants to mix it into foundation, which would give a really gorgeous glow.
Yeah.
And also even body, I think, mix it into
moisturiser.
Oh my
God, it's so nice on décolleté.
Yeah, and shins.
Yeah,
on the shin. Holiday. Get it on your shins. I feel like that's my mom.
I like shoulders.
Her, like
I love
sparkly after sun on holiday in the
80s. I mean, this is like, it's an intense highlighter, but it still feels like a sheen. I feel like it's an intense sheen.
Yeah.
So it's not like a barely there one. It is full on, but it's
when
not
the
glittery.
Light hits it, it's definitely there. But off the light, it is just like a really pretty sheen. Yeah. It's like a soft focus sheen.
Got a lot of alliteration today on
and
full coverage.
They're called the Crystal Liquid Highlighters. And there are four shades, and they're based around a different crystal colour. So there's amethyst, rose quartz, aquamarine, and aventurine. Aventurine, is that right? If I'm not saying that right, Crystal Buddies, please let me know. But the aventurine is a green shimmer, a greenish gold. The aquamarine, if you can even believe it, is blue. Rose quartz is pink, and amethyst obviously is purple. So they have the liquid highlight, and then they also have the crystal lip balm.
Which these are pretty special.
These are actually, if I was going to pick one thing out of the line, which is my highlight,
too.
It would be these lip balms. We wanted to tell you about all three products in the line.
Yeah.
But the lip balms, I think, are exceptional. There's been such a trend for unicorn makeup.
It's
and
such a trend, isn't it?
Makeup. Yeah. And this is that, but not.
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing with them since we've had them, and I love these on the top of cheekbones.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
$5 for lip balm, and I feel like they go a step beyond the usual ColourPop packaging. They feel pretty weighty. They're in like a traditional bullet and casing style. You get it's really pretty white matte tube with silver branding on it. It's really gorgeous. You get a good old 3.25 grams of product, hourglass, and they only cost $5.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. So cool. I love the pink and the purple on their own on lips. I love them over the top of other colours on lips. And as you say, I've been loving using them as a highlighter.
Yeah. I think they'd even be cool on eyes as like an eyegloss. I feel like I want to get these my editorial kit. I can see me using these a ton.
They really feel like they've got some meat to them. Like they're not, like, I feel like you get a lot of those opalescent products. Bite did an opalescent top coat. And I love Bite. I adore Bite's products. I think they do a really good job. I would go as far as say this is better than that. To me, this has got so much more weight to it. If you wear it on its own as a lip balm, it does feel hydrating. It has got slip. You do feel like there is product on
your
lips.
And it stays put.
And it stays put. And then if you use it as a highlight even, and same thing. You feel you feel it, you see it, you know that it's there.
Yeah, definitely.
And I absolutely love these. Yeah, I feel like I'm constantly waiting for ColourPop to put a foot wrong. And touch wood.
No
everything
pressure.
I've had so far has been so great. But these are my favorite product of theirs in a long time.
Just feel really different.
Yeah. And done fun. So well and so fun and like such a bargain.
Do you know what else these would be great for? Festivals.
Oh,
I feel like these would be so good for festivals. You could like paint your whole face in it.
Yeah. So much fun. That was a very exciting episode, wasn't it?
I feel like that was jam-packed.
It was jam-packed. I just think I got so overexcited about the ColourPop lip balms. I need like a minute and a cup of tea and a sit down.
Yeah. In our full coverage mugs.
In our full coverage mugs. Always on brand.
Always on brand.
Always on brand. Difficult eyes. I think so. Well, all that leaves us with is to say thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And thank you to Dr. Murad again for such an insightful
interview. Yeah, it was amazing.
And spending some time with us. And again, please could we audition and apply for a role of your mentees?
Well, and we'll leave a link to his book as well, because his book goes a lot more into depth as well.
And his app. He has an app with his affirmations, which are the affirmations that sent us into an emotional tailspin.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah, we looked inside.
We are going to forgive ourselves.
We'll link all that below in the show notes.
Definitely check that out. So, as I was saying, all that is left is to say thank you for listening and thanks for subscribing and thanks for your stars. We really appreciate it. If you have any questions for us at all, you can always email us at hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com.
Yep.
Or you can find us on the socials. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest.
We're everywhere now.
We are everywhere, you guys. You can find us.
Yeah.
And you can ask us anything and throw those questions out and we will answer them on the show.
Yep.
And if this wasn't enough for you, which I can't even imagine, but if it wasn't enough, you can always find more of Ms. Harry Hadfield at harrymakesitup.com and Harry Makes It Up on YouTube. And I don't know if I've mentioned this. I do know because I have. But I have a new book coming out soon, which is I Heart Forever, which is going to be out in September and you can pre-order it now. And I'm doing a bunch of tour dates in the UK, so hopefully I will see your shining happy faces in England and Scotland very soon. That's it
for today. Thank you so much guys for everything and all your support, and we will be bringing you more podcasts soon.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.